after the tear of the Mir Mashkiach of Yeruchim, beloved Zuchayna Levracha. So the Gedolei Talmidim came together and they decided they wanted to pick out a few Nakudis, the Ikka Nakudis that they were Makabal from their great Mashkiach of Yeruchim Zuchayna Levracha. There's one of them, and this is printed in the beginning of the Chelek Beis in the Das Chachma Musa. There's one of them that I found. Every person, especially Bnei Torah, they say, used to say always, there's no other Asik that gives a person profit so much and takes no time as the Asik of Tefillah. And they used to say that every person davens anyhow 3 times a day, and he spends the time davening. If only he would daven properly, if only he would utilize and nutzeish each Tefillah, he would see how much profit he could have, how much revach he was able to have. And this is the MSA, a very important nekuda that a person has to think about. We spend the erech almost 2 hours every day davening. Do we have from davening what we could have from davening? Do we know how to daven? Do we have kavana in davening? But the old question that everyone has is, how do we get it? How do we come to a better tefillah, a tefillah with more kavana? So the Rambam asked this question. The Rambam is in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Daled, Halacha Tezayin. The Rambam Mamish asked this question. Ketzad hi kavana? How does a person achieve kavana in tefillah? So the first thing the Rambam says is, obviously, Sheyifnes Libay Mikol Machshavas. First, you have to take off all other thoughts from your mind. This is Pashit, this is based on a Gemara. And then the Rambam adds what I think is an Eitzanis law. So the Rambam, V'yira Atzma Ki'ilu Ho'aymed V'snei HaShchina. Ketzad hi HaKavana, how does a person come to Kavana? So the Rambam, V'yira Atzma Ki'ilu Ho'aymed V'snei HaShchina. He should picture as if he's standing in front of the Shechina HaKadosh. To this, the Rambam has no Makor. There's no Gemara. The Noisei HaKelim don't bring any Gemara. Why not, Taka? Because this is a very Pashta Eitzah. This is an Eitzah that doesn't really need a Makor. And I want to try to explain tonight, Bez Hashem, what I mean. Why this is really the Eitzah Nifla. Why this is the school in Nifla. To be able to get from a tefillah, like Rabbi Yochanan said, rivachim gedolim, so much that a person get out of tefillah. There's a Yeshalmi in the beginning of the ninth parak in Brachas. Besides being a beautiful story and a tremendous Musa Haskel, I think the Rambam really tells us the Eitzah to come to Kavan and tefillah. Yeshalmi said a story. There was the Maisa Bespina Achas was going in the Yam, and a storm started to set, and they went to Sakana Gedoyla. Maisa Bespina Achas Shel Akim, keep each detail in mind. There was a Goyish boat, Ubatinak Echad. There was one child, one Yiddish child on that boat. And the Yishami said, if each one started davening to his own God, and obviously nothing helped, so I heal Klum. So they told this child, Kum Kra, listen to the Lashon Rabbi, so listen to the Lichtig Lashon. They turned to this child, keep in mind, Kum Kra Elalei Kecha, go daven to your Rabbi Nishalem, Sheshimanu Shehu Oina Eschem. We heard that he answers Tefillah. Kishatim Tzoyikim Eilav, when you cry out to him. Vehu Gibor, and he is a Gibor. Shafti Yishalmit, Kachavit, Miyadam Makatinet, Bechal Libay, Vitzak, and the Eibishter was Makabel, the child's tefillah. Meridike Maisa. Sakana Atzuma, there was a terrible storm. And the child, a mere child, becomes a Baal Moises, and he saves the whole ship. But look a little deeper. Look what's going on in this Yishalmi. Look at the Hasag of a guy. Look how a guy realizes and understands what a Yid's Yachas is with the Rabbi Nishvayelam. That the Rabbi Nishvayelam is a Gibar, Shehu Oina Eschem Kshatim Tzoyikim Alav. The guy realized that a child, a mere child, had the Koyach to save the entire ship from Zakana, because the child is talking to the Eibishter, who is the Gibar, who listen to who Oina Eschem. Who has this Hasagah, Rabbi Yisai? Not a guy. Not a guy. Oiv de Avoy de Zara. Each one had their own Getchka. What a Hasagah. What a beautiful Hasagah in what a davening is. We're talking to the Giba, Shehu Oina Eschem. Do you mind me for asking you, do you ever think about this when we step into shul? That we're going to stand in front of the Gibar, Shehu Oina Eschem? Do we have a Hasaga, what our Molaga Oivar Avay Dezara had? But it's not over yet. Look Vaita. It's even more inspiring. Zogdi Yishalmi Vaita. Afterwards, after the nest happened, they came to the port, and each one went, says they went shopping, actually, they went to buy Tzrachim, Liknei Tzrachim, and they saw the child, the Yiddish child was sitting there. So they asked him, hey, why don't you go buy something? We're here, we could buy things, why are you sitting here? So that little child, the only Yid on the whole boat, said to them, what do you want from me? Matan Bayin min ha'enach sanoi aluva. I'm an olive. I'm embarrassed. I'm lost. I have no place to go. You people are lucky, you have where to go. I'm lost. I'm an olive. That's what he told the guy. Right away the goyim heard that, they said, you're making a mistake. Omru loy the goyim, the oiv devoy dezar said, at achsenoy alufa? You think you're a lost soul? You think you're embarrassed? We are embarrassed. Because we sit here, and our gods, devoy dezar, one is in Bavel, one is in Rome. Listen to the asog of a goy. And the oiver avoy dezar, aval at, you, child, kol ahoyim da'at ozo, wherever you go, you might be in the middle of a raging storm in the Yam. Wherever you go, Elekach Imach, your Ribbon Islam is with you. Hadahu dechsiv, a pasuk in Devarim, Kashem Elekeinu, bechol kareinu elov. Listen to a hasaga of an oivet avay desire, of someone who worships idols. He realizes that he's lost, but this child is not an olive. That this child is speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam, b'chol kareinu elov. What a hasog in tefillah. Wherever he is, in whatever matziv he is, or with whom he is, a yid is not an olav. A yid is with the Ribbono Shel Olam, b'chol kareinu elov. It's a maveldika hasog, a maveldika understanding of what tefillah really is. And look what's happening, Rabbi Yisai. It's on an ocean in the middle of a terrible storm. And who is the mechutanim here? It's a boat full of oiv de'avoy de'zara. The matzav is oiv de'zara. The people are oiv de'zara. Oiv de'avoy de'zara. And who is the one that makes the big ma'isis? Was it the gadol hadar? Was it the tzaddik hadar? It was a tinnite. It was a child. A klasel reyesa. Mitzad the person, mitzad the place, the makom sakana, mitzad the time. It wasn't the middle of davening. It wasn't the ilah. It wasn't the aseret mei tshuva. It was a plain afternoon on a raging storm. And who is davening? It's children. And in spite of all of that, a guy, an oivet avoy dezara, not a guy, an oivet avoy dezara, has the asoga to say, you are never lost. A yid is never lost. A yid is b'chol kareinu elov. And we wonder, how could this be? A child, a young child, could make such a moifis? In what time, in what matziv? The Yishalmi is telling us the answer, Rabbi Yisai. Because that's what a tefillah is. That is what tefillah is all about. That you have a chance to speak to the Eivishta, and b'chol kareinu elov, wherever you are, whomever you are, wherever you are, the Eivishta is the Kael Gibor, and the Eivishta who oina eschem. A yid is never lost. A yid is never helpless. A yid is never hopeless. A yid has mi goy godla shalikim kriv melov b'chol kareinu elov. I saw the Yishalmi, and I was embarrassed. We go to shul every day. Do we have the understanding of a tefillah, what an Oyver Avodah Zarah understood in a tefillah? To the extent that the guy could not be soivel that a yid said he's lost. When the guy heard the child was Olav, which he was all alone, a child, the guy protested, a yid is never Olav. A yid has the Abish of the Chalker anyway love. And like the Ebenezer of Anora Taiches, she yes loyal kim, she a karve love, she anehu tamid, the chola she evakshi menu bechachma. That shot in the pasuk. And a guy understood that. My boy said, answer me, we daven 3 times a day. Do we ever have that hasaga? Do we ever have that attitude to tefillah? Well, Betty, let me ask you a better question. Imagine if we think about this. Imagine if we would approach a davening with this machshava in mind. That davening is, I am talking privately with the Bayre Kol Elamim. That I have the Kael Gibor, that's Bechol Kareinu Elav. Could you imagine how a davening would look like? And when someone doesn't have enough seichel to utilize a davening, imagine what he's losing from each davening, from not having a davening. I was once zeicha to visit the disciple of Zichrono Livracha. And of course, besides the meeting that I had with him, but I had a different limud that I think is a tremendous yesoid in Hilchos Tefillah. It was a Matzah Shabbos. It was Mamish Kamat Besois Yomov, a few years before his Nifta. And the way he worked was people came to his house and they waited, pushed it on the line. And whenever he felt he had no more koyach, and he never had koyach, but he felt that he couldn't go on, he would just tell his neshamish that we have to close the door and tomorrow's a different day. So I was online with a bunch of people and you could feel it, you could touch, mamish, you could touch it, the tension in the air. People were online, each person had a tzayrech, his need, his bakasha, his bracha that he needed. And mitarechet, every single person was full of excitement. He's full of simcha. He goes into the cycle of the Urim, the Tumah of our Dar. He's a gehofener, he has the Yeshua, he has his Eitzah, he has his bracha. That's mitarechet. Mitacheni, the door closes. If they close the door, if he's no more kayach, he lost. He lost everything. He lost his bracha, he lost his eitzah, he lost his opportunity. He lost his gelegenheit to get what he needed. And I thought then, if we had that zugang to a regular davening, if we had that feeling to a pashut tefillah, how would our davening look like? What kind of punim our davening would have? If we go to davening, and what is a davening? The guy in Brachas says, "Ayde tzvila yachal ha'adam lahasig kol mashem mevakesh kol cheftei adam mashem mevakesh me Hashem." A davening is an oitzah of Brachas. A davening is the yisoid of our atzlocha. The Chazanish says, "Tzvila is a mata ois v'yad kol adam." That's what a davening is. If we would look at davening with that excitement that people looked at getting a bracha, that they realize a bracha tzadik goyzav HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekayim. And don't get me wrong, it's a big inyan to go to tzadikim. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch, tzadik goyzav HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekayim. But how about going to the Eibush Talein? How about standing with a melech malchei amlochim in front of the Kael Gibor, in front of the Eibishta, that even an oivid avodah zarah was margish b'chol kareinu elav? If we would have that feeling, if we would have that yachas to a davening, wouldn't our davening look differently? And when someone is nourished enough to stay in bed when it comes time for davening, if only he would feel at the time what he's closing the door to, what he's losing out, what he's missing, what he's being ma'abed b'yadayim, he wouldn't do it. Davening, pashit, geret, is standing in front of Melech Malchei Amlochim and asking the Eibishter all what you need. Mi katan v'ad gadol. A katan, like the Shalmi said, a child also has the schus atfila, also has koyach atfila. Mi katan v'ad gadol. Mi davar katan ad davar gadol. Any kleinikait, any greiskait, who else does the yid have to turn to? When a yid feels he's olav, who should he turn to? If not the melech giba b'chol kareinu eilav. And isn't that what davening is all about? Isn't that what davening is all about, that we stand up in Melech Malchei Amlochim? The Mesilas Yesharim in Perek Yutes speaks about what the Mishnah says, Dalef Nemiyat Misfalo, and he says, B'zeh HaLoshin, what's the Eitzah in davening? Ha'echad, Shehu Oimed Mamosh Lefnei HaBoyer Yisvarach Shemoy, he's standing mamish in front of the Eibishter, V'noise V'noisin Imoy, he's mamish talking, he's having a dialogue. Afal pi she'ein ena shel adam ra'ayu, he doesn't see the Eved in front of him. Abazokte mishu ba'al seichel nachoin, he has a little seichel. B'ma'at his boinanis, listen to the lesson. B'ma'at his boinanis, v'simas leg, with a little bit attention, a little bit thought, yuchal l'kfoya ba'liboy amitis hadava. He could actually make it b'chush that he's what? He is standing and talking with Melech Malchei Amlochim. Ulefanav hu mischanen, umi'itay hu mevakesh. Vuhu yizborach shmoi, mazin loy, makshiv ledvarav. The Eibishter not only is there, but the Eibishter is listening. And then his mashal is mind-boggling. Kash yedabe ish el re'eyu. Like one talks to his friend, v'ehu makshiv v'shemeyalov. That's what davening is. Is it a chiddush? About enough. Mr. Sharm writes in the Agama, he has no chiddushim. It's all dvarim pshutim, and this is one of them. This is what davening is all about. Davening is a person is standing loy lifnei shliach, loy lifnei sarab, ela lifnei melech malchei amlochim. That's what davening is all about. And Amalaga Oyvad Avoyd Zorah had this hasaga. Amalaga Oyvad Avoyd Zorah realized that a yid is never olav. That a yid is standing in front of the Kel Gibar who is kroivim a love in any matzav, whoever you are, wherever you are, with whomever you are, a yid is never a olav. The Sefer Chassidim on the Gedolei Yerushalayim says lahalacha and both the Magen Avraham Mishnah Berurah and Siman Talik Vav paskin like this. Imagine a person is davening Shemayin Esther. Listen to a halacha l'maisa. The siddur falls out of his hand. He drops it. Zov the Sefer Chassidim, don't pick it up. Leave it on the floor. Ay, gewal, bezoyin, svoyin. Ay, a siddur licked up the red, walking a bezoyin. Yeah, okay. I'll be stealing from Melech Malchei Amlochim. How does a person have the chutzpah to bend down to pick up a siddur in front of Melech Malchei Amlochim? As I say to Mr. Bura, if the person mamash can't have kavani, he's so distracted, so he has to think of an eitzah. Of a poshet halacha lemaisa, a person is standing lifnei melech malchei amlochim. Is that a chiddush? About is that a chiddush? That's poshet agitai what tefillah is. Lifnei miata oimed lifnei melech malchei amlochim. And that's not a chiddush. That is what tefillah is all about. And believe me, when it's 7:45 in the morning and a person is in the Olam HaChalayimus, you know what's missing? It's not that he can't get up. I hear that story, I just can't get up. Because if it negates a few dollars, he could zicha get up. You know what's missing? It's missing the basic understanding, the aleph of what tefillah is. That tefillah, like the pasuk says in Tehillim, Harchev picha v'amaleyu. So Rashi of Anor teaches the Eibishter bet from Yedigit, Harchev picha. Open your mouth, lishol mimeni, kol taivas liboy. Ask from me whatever you want. Mi dava katan ad dava gadol. Mi katan ad gadol. The Eibishter turns to every yid, Harchev picha, kol taivas liboy. V'amaleyu zat the Eibishter kecholash etishol amalei. If you ask the Azav design and the Bakasha is L'Tayvascha, you'll get it. That's what a tefillah is. If a person, when he's in that olam hachalomos, for 1 second would stop and think, what is he doing? Why is he being ma'abed atzmi l'das? He wouldn't do it. So why is it that so many people nebuch either mishachus or come back to shachus? They're missing the ma'at hisboinenis that the Mesil Sharm talks about. They're missing that heritage of what davening is. And let me tell you something that causes me literally yisurim. When it comes 4:30 and I'm walking to Mincha and I see people sitting on the porch, they're not sleeping, they're not doing anything, just sitting, schmoozing, nourish kaiten. And the last thing on their minds is to go to Mincha. Let me tell you, that's for me yisurim. Because I can't think of a bigger hefsid that a person could do to himself. What's he missing? How could a person be so nourished? The mincha's over here. Sleeping is a halvatzar. It's also a tzar, but it's a halvatzar. But stam, I should walk by and see so many people just sitting there. Ki'ilu, there's nothing going on. Give out. A mother Gagoy understood the opportunity of every tefillah. And to see B'nai Torah just sitting, ki'ilu, there's nothing else doing. You know what's missing? What's missing is the pashut understanding, the aleph beis of what tefillah is. That tefillah, the Eibishter, is bet mit yedneinim, harchev picha, and he's just sitting there, ke'ilu, nothing else doing. That's a terrible, terrible, terrible pashut punim. I once saw in the Sefer Moitzis Hador, different stories about the Rav Chatzko Zichrono Livracha. Someone who davened in the Meir Yeshiva many years stopped coming to the Yeshiva minyan. So Rav Chatzko went over to him and said, "I don't see you anymore. Where are you?" He says, "Rebbe, don't worry. I davened." Rav Chatzko wasn't choishen, but I davened. But you know, we have a few children. My wife has to run to work, so I have to daven early, and I have to be home at 8:00. Chatzko says, "What's the problem? Get a babysitter." Babysitter? But I daven with a minion. I daven on my block. It's a nice. Chatzko says, "The problem is the money. I'm going to give you money for a babysitter." And for many years, Chatzko, from his own pocket, gave this younger man money to daven in the yeshiva minion. I read the story. I was racing the stylus. But I think about it, is it really such a moises? If a person realizes what davening is, what geitarayin and harchei pichav amaleyu, if a person understands the yecholus, the opportunity of every davening, is money for babysitting a big price to pay for a good davening? And here we're not talking about the davening in Beis Medrash or davening by Mkoisel or in bed. Here we're talking about davening in yeshiva minyan and davening in a not yeshiva minyan. And even that, if you think about it, if you have the hergish, what the Amolaga Oivar of Oidazara had, that v'chol kareinu elav, the Eibush is listening, then it wouldn't be such a chiddush. It wouldn't be such an ispilus. Rifi and Atzvila comes because we're missing the basic understanding of what davening is. You ask a person, what is davening? Teach it in one word. So some people will say, "Oh, davening, oh, it's such a job, I have to get up every day. He's more erelach, davening is a mitzvah, avoid the shebeleiv." You know how the Eibishter refers to davening? The pasuk says in Yeshaya, "V'simachtem beveis tzilasi." Zog the Eibishter, "V'simachtem beveis tzilasi." When someone is beveis tzilasi, when someone is davening to the Eibishter, that's automatically v'simach, that's automatically simcha. As the Mitzudas teaches, "As samchein beveis hamuchan l'spalos sham lefanai." By the Eibishter, davening and simcha is hainu hach. The one word to describe davening is simcha. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because who, kaviyachom, more than the Eibishter, knows the yecholus, knows the potential of each and every tefillah? Who, more than the Eibush to Kav Yachol, feels the harchei picha v'amaleyu, feels the b'chol kareinu leilov? And automatically the word tefillah is synonymous with simcha, because it's hainuhach, because there's so much that a person could get from each tefillah, that a person has a kaviyachol, a private audience with Melech Malchei Melachim. Is there a bigger simcha? Can there be a bigger simcha? And I didn't say one chiddush, Rabbi said. I didn't say any chiddushim. This is what davening is all about. The hergish that a yid is never olav. Of yeda kleinikait, of yeda greiskait, he has the right address. And let me tell you, that's what we're missing in tefillah. A bachur once asked me, he has a headache, could he daven in mincha that the headache should go away? That's our problem. This attitude is our problem. What else is davening? What is davening all about? Harchev picha v'amaleyu. Avada navada. Tefillah is kirvas elokim. Tefillah is chizik and amuna. But I'm talking about the pashita. Pashita zach of tefillah. Tefillah is that a person has the yecholas, the cholmaker and the cholzman, no matter who he is, where he is, a yid has the chol toyeinu elov. One of the Talmidim in the Mir Yeshiva, which he saw with his own eyes, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz Zichrono Livracha, was angered in his learning, and he was very, very disturbed. So he watched. He, with his own eyes, Reb Chaim stood up, walked over to Yaron Kodesh, and he was within distance, and he heard, he said, Rabbeinu Shlom, I don't know if Shatan is Taisus. Sat down. A few minutes later, Reb Chaim got up, walked back to the Yaron Kodesh, and said, Rabbeinu Shlom, Ayashikayach. And I don't say we should do that. But that's exactly, that's the diuk, what a yid's tugan to tefillah has to be. That on tefillah, a yid is the olive. On tefillah, a yid is lost. And with tefillah, yachar lahasik kol cheftei adam. That's what tefillah is all about. Tefillah has to be a certain heimishkeit. Avada, the Gemara Bracha says, chavrusi klap ishmaya toignit. But there has to be a certain heimishkeit that the answer to all my problems, I'm helpless and hopeless until I have tefillah. And with tefillah, I have the chol kareinu elov. That, bediuk, is what tefillah is all about. That even a narish of Oibra Vodizora had that hergish. He told the child, go up and daven. And afterwards, when the child said he's an olive, he was noicha, because he realized a yid is never olive. A yid that has tefillah is never olive. Tefillah is the margish b'snei mi'ata oimet. The margish, this yachas, this closeness, this helplessness without tefillah. I think this is the pashtut shot in the Rambam. The Rambam understood the most effective eitzah, the simplest eitzah in tefillah, is to be misboina and l'snei, who are you standing in front of? The Rambam didn't need makoris, he didn't need a gemara. Seichel Hayasha says that the greatest eitzah, the best eitzah in tefillah is to da'a l'snei mi'ata oimit. Like the Mesil Sharim says, to think, kasha, just like kaviyachol, kasha yida'a be'ish ariyeyu u'ye'yu makshiv v'shemei elav. This is what is the Pasha the Eitz in tefillah. Chazal and Baruch Hu say that tefillah is one of those things that always needs chizuk. Davening always needs improvement. We all need improvement in davening. What's the Eitzah? What's the Eitzah to improve our davening? The Rambam says the Eitzah are very clear. V'yira atzvay ki'ilu hu oimed b'fnei ha'ashkena. To feel chushis, to feel literally what a guy felt and Rabbi David Zera felt, that you're standing in front of the Melech Gibar who's listening to you. They once came to the Chazanish, the Chaim Levracha, and said, Rabbi, I need a chizik in Davin. So the Chazanish says, you see a beautiful world? He said, yes. You know who made the world? The Eibishter. And the Chazanish continued talking without looking at the person again. You see what's in the world, you see trees, you see birds, you see animals. You know who made the world? All the, with Aretz and Malaya? The the Eibishter. You see a person, and he went the protis on everything that goes into Lashem Ha'aretz U'Maloya. Out is the Eibishter. And then he says, Tveist, you have the chaylus to talk to him. The one that made the world, the trees, the birds, the animals, the people, the sky, the rain, the sun, everything in the Malaya. You have a way of talking to him. Oh, do you know something more, Mr. Chazanish? He's listening to you. You see, that Melech that made everything, that powerful Melech, is listening to you. And you know something even more, Mr. Chazanish? He'll answer your tefillah. He'll listen to you. The Chazanish was just really rephrasing this Rambam. The way to come to something in tefillah is this eighth of a yira ki'ilu atme ki'ilu u'aymed v'fnei ha'shchina. That no matter what a prayer, who he is, he has the achilas to stand in front of that melech giver and ask in every tzayra. The way to come to something in tefillah is this eighth of a yira ki'ilu atme ki'ilu u'aymed v'fnei ha'shchina. That no matter what a prayer, who he is, he has the achilas to stand in front of that melech giver and ask in every tzayra. So what are we missing in tefillah? We're missing this ma'at his baininess, this simat ha'leif of what tefillah is all about. Rabbi Eliyahu HaKohen in the Leiv Aliyahu, the first chelik, he said a story that he once heard about the Shaitoi, and that gave him an added understanding to a part of our davening. There was a chassid, a farmer who was an architect, and he built a very, very important road for the government. The Tsar, the Russian Tsar, heard about it and was very, very impressed and very thankful, and invited this the person to come to visit him, which in Russia was the greatest, most significant honor. The person came, of course he prepared for it, and as he stood in front of the Tsar, today the president has no shaykhs or molig Tsars. I mean, the Tsar was a melech, which chai mavas biyadai. And this person was preparing for that great moment, and he was ready for it. And as he wanted to say the first word, from pachad, from fear, he became an ilan. He couldn't talk. He had a terrible problem. And Kol Yomav, he's an ilan. So Belia said, then he understood pshat in part of our davening. We started with Shmanes Hashem Tzvasai Tiftach Ufi Yagit Hilasecha. We have to have Hashem opening our lips. Baruch Hashem, we're doing fine, we talk. On Asher, Hashem has to open our lips. So Rebellion brings it from the Yaris Vash, from the Tumim. That a person, if he's margish, if he really feels, Misnemiyata Oimid, he's so mali pachat, he's so mali yira, he can't get a word out. So that's why Chazal and Masakin and every tefillah, Hashem Svasai Tiftach, I'm so nervous, I'm so worried, I'm so full of pachat, open my mouth, babes, I can't do it on my own. It's not for us. Leider, we fell and we don't have this heritage, this pachad. We can't sit there anymore. But shouldn't we, l'chol hapachos, feel the simcha? Shouldn't we feel the excitement, the molei cheshek, or the simachtin beveis filosi? Another opportunity to stand with Neimelech Shakol Shaloi and ask him for kol taivas libeinu. We can't sit there, but shouldn't we be a little more excited, a little more of a simcha? What the Eibes have said, the simach b'reis filosi. So why don't we have this simcha? Why do we have to take people sometimes ke'ilu kafay shev and bring them to a davening? It's missing the aleph of tefillah, the ke'ilu hu oimu b'fnei ha'shchina. There's a famous story with the Bank of Yosef Herman. After he moved to Eretz Yisrael, one of his children called up long distance, and then it was a big chiddush long distance. So he says, tell me, how much do you have to pay for this call per minute in Eretz Yisrael? Today, of course, much cheaper, but this is in the late 40s, the early 40s. How much do you pay for it? So they said, I pay a few dollars a minute. He says, don't you have a lesson from that? You pay a few dollars, which in those days was a hoin ra, for a minute, and three times a day You speak the longest distance possible. You speak to Melech Malchei Melachim. How much more should you pay for that long distance call? Cute story. I always say this is a Yishalmi. This is the first Yishalmi. The Yishalmi in Brach is that Perekses Allah Aleph. Darshan is the Pasik. Me Goy Godel Asher Elikim Koyv Meilav. Zok the Yishalmi the Zeh Halashim. The Chol Mine Krevas in every type of Kirva. The Amr Ablevi Me Aretz Adar Akia from the Shemayim till the ground. Mahalech Chomesh Meir Shana is a distance of 500 years. Tremendous distance. And in spite of that, the Adam Nichnas Lebeis HaKnesses, he walks into a Beis Medrash, just like we have here, or in any place where you are, the Chol Kireinu Elav, Umispalel V'Lachash, he davens quietly, doesn't have to yell, doesn't have to use the phone, V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Mazmas Tfilaso. Sounds moritic, but isn't that possible what a davening is? I didn't say one Chiddush tonight. Isn't that what davening is all about? If someone thinks he's davening and the Eibster is not listening, Rachman Hashem is a kaisa, because the Eibster is Meloich Al Eretz Kvoidei and the Eibster is listening. Now, listening does not mean saying yes. Heard my Rebbe Zangizun, he once said from such a spiral he almost cried. After the story with that soldier Waxman that was never captured and eventually killed by the terrorists, he came to the Shmuz Friday, Mamish almost in the Chiyas. What a Kiddush Hashem, what a Kiddush Hashem. What was a Kiddush Hashem? Because they had a tremendous Yom Tefillah and a tremendous story. The Gantz Eretz Yisrael, I'm gekocht wegen that soldier. And the mice of the soldier was found dead. And all the reporters, the Gantz Eretz Yisrael, the Freie part of Eretz Yisrael, were wondering, what happened to all your Tefillahs? They had the Yom Tefillah by the Kaisel, and they had projects and Kabbalists. If God is listening, they asked him, what happened? So the father, Teich Shiva, says, the father always listens, but sometimes he says no, and that's also listening. And that, of course, is important. The Chol Kareinu Elav does not mean you go daven Meir if you want $1 million, it's going to fall down on your fender. The Eibster knows what's good, what's yes, and what's no. But if someone here is thinking for a moment that he's davening and the Eibster is not listening, he's missing the Aleph of Bitachin and Emunah. He's missing the Aleph of our Hashkafa, that Bechol Kareinu Elav. And Laida, he's missing what our Mologa Oyvid of Adazar understood so clearly, that a Yid is never Aleph. A Yid always has the Echayles to talk to that Eibster, that Melech Gibor that's always there. So why don't we have this Tzugang? You know what we're missing? We're not missing Gereisa Hasagis and Tefillah. We're not missing Kabbalah and Tefillah. We're missing the Ma'at Hizboininus. We're missing the Ma'at Simas Halev. The Rambam, the Rav Chachmasa, realized that is what's missing in our Tefillah. That if you look at Tefillah as an oil, as a mitzvah even, it might not go so well. If you look at Tefillah Ki'ilah Shechina Oymet Kenegdai, and the Eibster says, Harchei Pichav Amaleihu, that's a different Tzugang in Tefillah. That's a different attitude and a different Hatzlach in Tefillah. I once saw one of the Kabbalists, the written Kabbalists, that Rav Mordechai Schwab, the Chassid Livracha, one of the Tzaddikim of our Dor, he had a number of Kabbalists that he wrote for himself, and Acha Moshe, he found it in his writings. One of them was to me very inspiring. He says, the Ikka, he says, Milano Asik Godal Mitzvila Batsiba, is there any bigger Asik prophet than Tzvila Batsiba? And he writes, apparently to himself, he was, Sayyid Yomav, he was not well, he had to find Milyonim, it was very hard to find Milyonim, late Milyonim, that's what I imagine. When he was B'Tekva, he never missed a davening B'Chlal, but this is the end of his life. He says, is there a bigger Asik than Tzvila Batsiba? How could a person be stingy in such a great tzach? Ba'ad kama dollars, a few dollars for car service. And then he writes, Narisha dollars. Again, if we hear this and we're spoiled, and we're amazed, wow, such a hasaga, it's again because we lost sight of the aleph of what tefillah is. Because a person realizes what tefillah is, what every single davening is, and not only to a mat cheshuv, but even to a tinnik, like Yerushalmi says, to any person, vatei sayid, the abis is aksu to em, v'chol tereinu elav. Then it's all narish. Then it's all narish. It's always worth it. Or yecholus, like the Goyim says, yachal lahasik kol chavtei adam, and to throw it away for anything is narish. Baruch Hashem, we're in the Olam HaYeshiva. Our Nesayin is not Narish of dollars. Our Nesayin is Nacherga. It's much simpler. It's Narish of sleep. It's Narish of smoothing. And it's designed to even say this to B'nai Torah. Narish of dollars is Chach Nesayin. Narish of sleep, Narish of smoothing, it's Tam Shtus. It's Tam Ma'abin Atmi L'das. And when someone is where he shouldn't be B'shas Tfilah, let him think of the Pashita Hasaga of Tefillah. And then he'll see it's all marriage. This week I had to be in New York, so I had a ride with a quote, Pashita Balabas. He's a Balabas, 20 years already, was in the yeshiva. I called him to try to arrange a ride. So from the beginning until the end, there was one concern on his mind. And I'm telling you, one thing that decided his whole schedule. I had to go with him and pick him and meet him in the morning. I said he has to have a good davening. He says without davening, he'll never have a slacha during the day. If it means going later, he's going to go later. If it means going earlier, he's going to go earlier. But he has to have a good davening. He said his minyan is 6:20 in the morning. 6:30, I'm sorry. But then he has to rush up uvalatian a little bit. He has to say aleinu during uvalatian, and he's not going to have a good day. But I know of a different minyan that starts earlier. Please call him back. I said, I'm not sure. Please call him back. He gave me his deeper number and his home number and all his numbers. Please call him. He's too concerned. I felt I had to call him. I found the minion at 6 o'clock. The other end of town. So I called him. I said, there's another minion. It's far from you. He lives in the other end of Flatbush. Where is it? Tell me. Give me the address. I'll be there. I said, but that means you have to get there at 6 o'clock. It's about on time. You have to leave your house. Again, he said the same thing. And this he said over and over. My hatzlach of the day is totally in davening. Sleep, but he ain't sleep, but he doesn't care. That's not a chiddush. That is understood, the koyach atfilah, to understand the mata ois biyat kaladam. Narish of sleep, narish of davening, narish of dollars, I mean. That's what people throw away atfilah for narish of sleep, for narish of schmoozing. And if we spoke from this story, then it's taka shanda. That a bentorian yeshiva who has the chayla to daven in yeshiva minyan and throws it away for narishkeit, that's kifelah. Because the our tefillah is the site of our tzlacha. Like we mentioned over the years, the Gemara Nida, chachma without tefillah is never going to happen. Ha'blai ha'lai yafsha. Nothing goes without tefillah. A person has to feel this closeness, this heimishkeit with the Eibishter, that whatever he needs, the answer is the Eibishter. I once had a Moedik Hispilus from a Pasuk in Tehillim. David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, Hatzileini mi oivai, Hashem eilecha kasisi. So Rashi says, what does that mean? David HaMelech had terrible sorrows. So listen to David HaMelech how he talks to the Eibishter. It's mamish mavel arayin. Kli oisai, my problems, Ani mechasa mikol adam lahagidam eilecha. I have terrible problems. I have tzaris. I'm keeping them to myself until I talk to you, Rebbeinu Shloimeh. You know how deep that is. You know how what oimek is that is about a pasuk of davening. You have a person who has private problems, private tzaris. He only tells his best friend. David HaMelech had this attitude to the tefillah. He had pa'oisai. He had tzaris, but Hashem eilecha kasisi. I'm going to hide it and hold it in until I have time to talk to you, Rebbeinu Shloimeh. What a beautiful yachas. What an understanding of what tefillah is. All the tzaris, mikotin viad gadol, it's all one address to Yehbishter. If a person is marigis what davening is, this lesneish, the aim of lesneish ashchina, then he can come to such a madrega that he knows he only has one address. Ochen ve'anos, if we have different aces, nothing is going to go. Habalay halay after nothing is going to go. Not panos like the Gemara says in Ida. Not Torah. Not atzlochim children. Habalay halay after. But how does a person feel bechush that he's talking to the Eidistah? It's a very good Eidistah, but how do you put it from Eidistah? A person forgets. What's the Eidistah? And a person says, you know, to give me an Eidistah, practical Eidistah, I'm set. But I forget. I'm a forgetful person. I have an Eidistah for you, they say. An Eidistah that's going to work, that takes no time. Look at what you're saying. You start off my Eidistah, Hashem Svatay Siftach. You know why you say that? Because you're standing in front of Melech Malchei Amlachim and you want to say something and you need koyach. Maybe today we need simcha, but we need something. And we're talking to that Melech, help me, open my mouth. Shouldn't that cause some form of excitement, some form of chesed tefillah? Or go weiter. Baruch atah. What's the title of the word atah? Do, you. Did you ever hear a chutzpah in your life? Did you ever hear a oz in your life? You speak to your Rebbe, you speak to your Rosh Hashiva, you speak in third person. Nistan, the Rosh Hashiva, the Rebbe. You're talking about the Melech Malchei Amlachim. Baruch atah, you are gebent. A chutzpah, a oz, a gefarlach. And Mepharshim asked this kasha. I once said, Bez Hashem, what my feeling is to this kasha. Chazal realized tefillah is tzricha chizik. Chazal realized tefillah needs constant chizik. And Chazal realized the best form of chizik is Da'al esnei mi'ata oimit. So when you're standing in front of Melech Malchei Amlachim and you say, I need an eitzah, what do I do? Chazal put a reminder in every single bracha. Baruch atah, gebenched are you. Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? Who's you? That means there's a shchin in front of you. And every bracha you say, when you say the word atah, a bell should ring on your head, you're talking with somebody. You talk to your friend, you don't walk away. You don't think about something else. Chazal planted in each tefillah, reminder after reminder, l'snei mi ata oimid. It's not some abstract thought. It's the Baruch atah, you Eibishter, you first person, you Neuchach, the Eibishter is Neuchach lefanecha. You come to Magen Avraham, you make priyos, you bow down. What are you bowing down for? You're standing in front of a melech. You bow down by Moedim and Vaitin Shmanesha. These are the constant reminders. You're standing 500 years away from the Eibishter, but you're standing right in front of the Eibishter. That's what tefillah is all about. Rabbi said, let me tell you, we have an unbelievable koyach called tefillah. We have an unbelievable eitzah, like the Rambam says, yira ki'ilu ayim l'fnei ha'shchina. And we have an unbelievable reminder in every bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, baruch atah, with priyos, every bracha has a reminder. You know what we're missing? You know what we don't have? Ma'at hizbonus. A little bit thinking. If you think about what davening is, I guarantee you, you will feel the simachim beveis tirochim. You will feel it's all nourish. It's nourish of dollars, it's nourish of sleep, it's nourish of smoothing, it's all nourish. You will feel what a pasuk to Oyved Avodah Zarah felt, that the Kael Giba is right there listening to you. You will feel what the Yishalmi says, the Eibush is 500 years away, but he's right in front of you. He's mamish kraven b'chol mina kravos. We have the Eitzah, we have the understanding in Tefillah, we need the Ma'at Hizbonus. We have to think, l'fnei mi ata oimid. And let me just conclude with a hergish that I once had, that might make this l'fnei mi ata oimid a little more meaningful. Yidua Reb Chaim Shmulevedek, Tzad of Divracha, had a minig, he would visit different Kivrei Tzadikim. He was once by the Keva Dar Chaim HaKadosh. After he finished, he went, started going down, and he stopped off in Yad Avshalom. And that was a Pela Tzuma. Avshalom was a Rasha B'tachos HaRishis. Avshalom was Moirid B'Ovav, wanted to kill David HaMelech. He was Baal Pelegesh Ovav, he killed many Yidden. He wanted to take the Melucha from his father David. And if Avshalom was a Rasha, Yad Avshalom was Spit Rishis. He erected a monument, L'Chvoidai, he thought he'd be the king. And the people with him were wondering, what are you doing here? This is anything but a makam kaddish. What are you doing here? So when he came back to the yeshiva, Kedarki, he said a shmooze about his feelings. And he says, I thought about something unbelievable. Avshalom was a Rasha. And maybe Avshalom was spitz vicious. He wanted to kill his own father. He wanted to take the melucha from his own father. But you know what happened when Avshalom was killed? The Pasuk says, David HaMelech cried 8 times, B'ni Avshalom B'ni. For 8 times he cried, B'chiyas Nayroi. Fred the Gemara says that you had bus vain David HaMelech. 8 times the cry of what? On a child that wanted to kill him, there was Baal Pilakshay. Dr. Chaim, you know what the Teretz is? Dr. Gemara, you know what the Teretz is? He knew he was in Gehenim and he wanted to schlep him out of Gehenim and bring him into Gan Eden. 7 times to schlep him out of Shiva Maduri Gehenim and 1 time to bring him into Gan Eden. Fred Dr. Chaim, how could that be? How could a person do that, a child that wanted to kill his father, and he's only worrying about taking him out of Gehenim, bringing him into Gan Eden? Zot Reb Chaim, das is atata. Atata bleib tata. Arachamin, av harachamin, bleib av harachamin. That's what I thought about it, and that's what helped me. Atata bleib tata, no matter what a child is, oh, but atata bleib tata. Let me add a little bit with Nemiata Oimit. It's not just of a melech malchi amlochim. It's of a avinu of harachamon. And no matter what a child is, it's still avinu of harachamon. How many times in davening we say this, avinu of harachamon? It's not a melitza, it's not a guzma, it's a reality. L'snei miyat ha'oimid, l'snei avinu of harachamon. And no matter what a person feels he is, no matter how low a person feels he fell, or batata blayb tatata. The Yetzer Tzutz are coming in Tfilah. Like if Yerucham said to take out the Revachim, we spend so much time in Tfilah anyhow. Why don't we capitalize on it? Why don't we utilize Tfilah? Think about Lifnei Mi Ata Oimid, Lifnei Avinu of Harachman, the Tata was Blaib Tata, the Tata was Hadrachmanis, Ad Ein Shir, Ad Ein Soif. That's another reminder. In davening, the Atos, the Kriyas, think about the Avinu of Harachman. And when a person is mechazik in tefillah, when he feels the Nei Miat Oimid, the Avinu of Harachman, then certainly he'll be the tefillah that we all say will be mekubal Avinu of Harachman u'sekabel berachim uvrasim eskiyosim.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com